Hello there, and welcome to episode 60 of Personalities at Carey, your very own WP Carey MBA podcast. Today we are talking to Allison Richer, who has an environmental science background and is pursuing her MBA in finance. Over the summer of 2018, she interned at G&B Wines. Let's get to know her better in our conversation with Allison Richer. Hello everyone, welcome to Personalities at Carey. We are on episode 60 and today we have with us Allison Richer. Hey Allison, say hi to our friends.
Hi.
Alright, let's get started with our first question. We want to know a little bit about your background, where you come from, what you've been doing before coming to school, and what made you come back to school.
Okay, so where I come from, I was born in San Francisco. I lived there until I was 11. Then I moved to Boulder, Colorado, to middle school and high school there. And then after that, I've lived in a few different places. My family moved to the DC area when I was in college. And then I lived in Spain for a year and in Uruguay for a year. So yeah, long story. but what I was doing before school, I was working at a nonprofit. So the organization is called Earth Rights International, and they do human rights, legal, and campaigns work. And I was on their fundraising team. So I worked on grants and like individual giving strategy, and then I also supported our finance director. Mm-hmm. So that was really interesting to me. So that was part of the reason I wanted to come to school, because I wanted to learn more about business and finance. And so that's why I'm studying.
So what was your undergrad degree in?
Oh, I studied environmental science. Okay. So I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I first finished. So that was why I just worked and saved up a bunch of money to travel. And I taught English just as a means to live abroad. And then I knew, well, at the time I wanted to go back to school and study marine biology. But then I did a volunteer program in Uruguay where I worked with sea turtles. But then I realized that like field work and science wasn't really for me. So that was how I moved into like the environmental human rights nonprofit space.
So what made you especially pick WP Carey for the MBA?
So as a lot of people know, but surprisingly, some people who don't know, my older sister was in the program the year before me. So that was how I heard about it. I knew that I wanted to go back to school, but I wanted to make sure that I was getting a degree that was going to add value and increase my salary. So that was how she convinced me that an MBA was the right way to go, because I was thinking about environmental management programs. But that's the kind of thing where you don't see like a huge salary bump when you do it. And I was interested in learning different skills that could be marketable anywhere. So WP Carey, specifically, the scholarship was attractive, mm-hmm. as it was, I'm sure, to most people. But another draw was just the fact that we have such a collaborative environment here. It's like not cutthroat. Like some of the reputations of the top schools, like the Ivy Leagues, can be very competitive. People don't really help each other that much. And I wanted to be somewhere where it was more community-minded. And I think WP Carey definitely has that.
All right. So apart from that, when you came to WP Carey, you probably had some expectations. Have there been other events or other incidents that have surpassed your expectations? Can you think of some?
Incidents that have surpassed my expectations?
Yeah.
I guess the people. Like, it's funny. Whenever I go back home and I visit my old office, like, one of the first things that my old coworkers will ask me, like, oh, so, like, do you like the people? Like, how are they? Because, like, they have this idea that, like, everybody who wants to work in business is, like super like corporate and evil and like doesn't care about anything. And like that definitely influenced my expectations about what the people were going to be like here, even though I knew like from talking to my sister and just talking to people out in the world that that's not the reality. I still came in with a little bit of that fear, but mm-hmm. I've made lots of friends. Everyone's really great. And yeah, no specific instances that have happened, but just like that whole aspect of the program, I think it's been good.
So when you came here, did you choose a concentration coming in and you stuck with that concentration, or have you changed that over time?
No. So when I first applied, I put business analytics. Mm-hmm. But then I had the benefit of being able to talk to my sister about her experience over the whole first year when I was deciding. And so I was considering supply chain because I was interested in sustainability, and that's where most sustainability programs are housed. But she also encouraged me to consider finance, and I was somewhat interested in that because of my work with the accountant at ERI. But so when I first came in, I was supply chain and finance. And I did all of the supply chain recruiting throughout the fall. And then we took our first supply chain class in Q2, and I hated it.
It was the
operations core class. Yeah, the core class. I just hated it, but I really liked Seashell's finance class. And so I had this crisis over winter break, and I didn't know what to do because I really wanted to just only do finance, but I hadn't done any of the recruiting at that point. So I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to find an internship. So I stuck with supply chain through Q3, but like turned finance into my primary concentration. And then like halfway through Q3, I was just like, you know what? I only want to do finance. I'm not even going to apply for supply chain internships anymore. Like finance is just who I am. And so now I have never looked back from that decision, but it definitely was a personal struggle.
And of the classes that you've taken so far, do you have a favorite course?
I have a few favorites. Mm-hmm. So I love Simonson's valuations class. I think that is a favorite among a lot of finance concentrations, I would think.
That's true.
I also really liked managerial accounting. They were just both really interesting, and you learned like really valuable skills. Mm-hmm. Oh, and decision modeling was great. I mean, I think I have all of the same favorites as everybody else.
Yeah.
So.
And then, what was the experience getting an internship last year? You said you had struggled with the supply chain, but then when you moved into finance, how was that?
It was still a struggle. I mean, finance recruiting is very limited, as everyone knows here. And because I'd missed some of the bigger... So APS and Intel recruited in the fall, and I just totally missed that boat. And after that, there was like very little. I know Western Digital came, but they weren't interested in me. So I did a lot of applying outside, but because I didn't have any finance on my resume, like I technically finance was in my role. Like I was called the development and finance associate, but I don't know, I just didn't have very much luck applying into the World Wide Web. But so I did do some like external networking. I really just sort of got lucky. I think like a lot of people, I had reached out to my sister's boss, who I knew pretty well, and he used to be like a wealth manager. So I knew that he had a lot of contacts. And so I asked him if he might be able to tap into his network for me. And we had a conversation about what I was interested in doing. And then like 3 days later, he called me and offered me an internship at his company.
Nice.
And so I thought about it for a really long time because I just wasn't sure how I felt about working with my sister's boss. But in the end, I ended up at that startup, and it was definitely a learning experience because when you're at a startup, you kind of just have to wear lots of hats, which is similar to nonprofits. So that was good. But yeah, it definitely wasn't easy finding an internship. And if I hadn't gotten that, I probably would have ended up in a nonprofit internship, which was not really what I wanted to do. So I was glad that I found something in a private company.
Can you give us a flavor of what you actually did over the summer, your project, your role?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So my main project that they hired me to do was they had one of their main investors wanted to see like very clear, organized financial statements because they were using QuickBooks and everything was a mess. They didn't have anyone on their team that was actually solely dedicated to finance. So as you can imagine, that's problematic. And the CEO who I was working with had all these grand ideas about what he wanted to do, what he was going to invest in, and how he was going to expand. But they had just finished a restructuring. So basically my job was to go through their QuickBooks and clean it up and create the pro forma income statement and then analyze their debt because they had a bunch of They'd had a lot of loans that they'd taken out from just like personal contacts. They had a credit facility and then a lot of outstanding payables to suppliers. So they needed to create a payment plan based on what their profits were going to be. And then from that, I was supposed to create a strategic plan over how they were going to implement the ideas that the CEO had, like with the leftover free cash flow. So that was my main project. But then on top of that, the person that they had working, basically running their operations, she was technically an admin, but she did a lot of stuff. She was the one who calculated all of their prices. And it turned out that a lot of their calculations were inaccurate just because there was a lot of rounding in the costing. And so I also went through and developed costing models so that they could price their products more appropriately for the margins that they were looking for. in wine. I guess I should mention I worked at a wine importer.
Okay.
it's actually really complicated the way the costs work, because when you import wine, you have to pay an excise tax to the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
And that varies depending on the percentage alcohol of the wine that you're bringing in. And then from there, you as an importer can't sell directly to a store. You have to go through a distributor. And the distributors have to pay different excise taxes based on the alcohol content. And every state is different. Mm-hmm. So, like, the margins for the distributor have to be a certain amount, but that depends on which state they're selling to. So it was, like, a really complicated model. And and then they also, they make their own wines and have their own brand. They don't make their own wines, but they have their own brands.
Mm-hmm.
So they get higher margins on those. And then they also sell other companies' brands, like other wineries. So, yeah, lots of complicated stuff with the pricing.
Can you tell us the name of the company?
Oh, yes. They're called G&B Importers.
Okay.
So G&B is short for grapes and barley,
okay,
which is like the product, like the inputs for wine. So.
Yeah. Did you uncover something in their statements that they didn't know, and then they were like, wow, we did a great job hiring an MBA to figure this out?
I definitely uncovered that they were not pricing things properly.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, but I did actually. Probably the big event of my internship was having to tell the CEO that they didn't have, that their sales projections were not going to cover any extra, like, capital investments that they wanted to do. So I had to tell them, like, you need to just focus on paying off debt over the next 3 years, because all these other ideas that you have, like, you can't afford to do them.
So. That's a pretty sad thing to do on your internship. Like, talk to the CEO and give him bad news.
Yeah, it wasn't, it was, yeah. Great star story.
Sure. All right, so let's come back to school. So maybe you want to tell us a little bit about what you found in terms of career services, clubs, something that has stood out to you to be very helpful to you. Maybe the events that the students plan, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I mean, I think career services is definitely helpful, and I haven't utilized them enough. I like going to see different career coaches because you always get a different perspective. And club events are nice. The lunch and learns sometimes are more helpful than others.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, I mean, as a club leader, I'm guilty of this. Like, we just do lunch and learns because it's the easy thing to do, but it would be nice to maybe have some more variety in the kinds of events we put on. Yeah, I would say career services is helpful. Clubs are definitely helpful in expanding my horizons.
So which club are you the president of?
I'm vice president.
You're vice president.
So I'm vice president of Net Impact and the Graduate Finance Association.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little later. So I'm going to ask you a few questions just to get to know you at a personal level.
Okay.
Can you tell us what you do when you have some leisure time? What are your hobbies?
Mm-hmm. So yoga is always my go-to hobby, although I haven't been doing it really. I just started doing it again this quarter. I've been going to Yoga to the People because it's donation-based.
Okay.
But before school, I used to go to the gym, and I used to go to yoga like 5 days a week. I would either work out or go to yoga. So I really enjoyed that, and I miss that part of my life. I also really like going to see movies in the theater. Yeah, you could pretty much convince me to see almost any movie, even if I wasn't going to see it, if you just say, like, let's go to the movie and get some popcorn.
All right.
And I just love eating out. I love wine and expensive food.
So did you get to drink a lot of wine over your internship?
Yes, because my sister has a ton of it. So at the time, she was working in sales. And so as a sales rep, she has to go out and taste people on all of the products. And she does tastings in stores for consumers, too. So she just had an endless supply of wine left over from that. So I would come home, like, every night. I was staying with my parents and with my sister, and we would just open a bottle and be like, let's go in the hot tub and drink some wine.
I was talking a little bit more about your, like, on your internship, because it's a wine importer. Maybe they had open wines for you.
So I did get to do a tasting for, like, they were trying to replace the juice. They call it juice in the industry, for one of their reds. And we did a tasting of, like, a few different possibilities, because I don't know if you guys know this about wine, but you don't have to have the consistent juice in the wine. Like, so G&B has their own brands. They have Bulgariana and Rough Day, a few other brands, but they just buy the wine that's been made from other wineries. And so that winery could sell that same exact wine as its own brand and sell whatever excess supply they have to a different brand. And you'll just be drinking the exact same wine in a different bottle. So we were picking the new juice for one of their, I want to say it was a red blend. So we had to try like four. But I was sitting there, like, I didn't know anything. I was just like, this one is a bit too dry. But that was the only time. I got a free bottle of wine for my birthday, but on the job, didn't drink a whole lot of wine. It was more after hours.
All right. Then you did talk about watching movies a lot. What's your favorite movie?
Heathers.
Okay. I haven't watched it.
Yeah. It's an 80s movie starring Winona Ryder and Christian Slater. And they're in high school. And it's like a dark comedy where they basically accidentally or not so accidentally kill people and then make it look like a suicide. It's a really great movie.
Is it just for the fun of it that you like watching that movie?
Yeah, it's just a weird movie, but it's just iconic.
All right. Do you watch any TV shows, something you binge watch, anything favorite?
Yeah, I watched all 7 seasons of Game of Thrones over a break, and it wasn't even the first time I'd seen it. Like, I definitely am a Game of Thrones fan. I like Shameless too. I like a lot of different TV shows. I haven't watched as much TV since I've been in school, but an old favorite is America's Next Top Model, but I think they still have it, but it's not with Tyra anymore.
Okay. But, like, they've changed the host.
Yeah, but that was a great show.
In terms of music, what kind of genre of music do you listen to? Any favorite artists?
So, I mean, I've gone through so many music phases in my life. I'm currently a big fan of reggaeton. I love Maluma, and I'm really excited that J Balvin is coming to Coachella. But I also, I like the pop queens, like Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga, Beyonce.
Do you have any time for reading books? Do you have a favorite book or book series?
I don't really read books right now, which is sad, because I do like to read. I liked the Hunger Games books, Harry Potter. I don't know, but I shouldn't say that. Like, I don't think I have a favorite book. When I was in high school, my favorite book was Catch 22. Have you read it?
Yeah,
so I liked that book just because it was just kind of a weird, interesting story. But yeah, I can't think of, like, I'm not into, like, a certain genre. Like, I know that, like, mystery books are popular, like the crime, like true crime. That's not really my thing. I like a good, like, fiction story, I guess.
If you had to choose a person in history that you would like to have coffee with, get to know them better, who would you choose?
Person from history. Ooh, that's a hard one.
It could be someone living as well.
I don't know. The first thing that pops in my head, which probably I'm going to think, like, I shouldn't have said that later. Like, I'd actually really like to have lunch with Hillary Clinton. I think she'd be an interesting woman to get to know.
Is it something because of her recent run for president, or is it something that she's done in the past? That
yeah, I mean, being the first, like, nominee for president, like, that's pretty exciting. Just to understand, like, how she got to where she is. She's also, like, everyone who talks about what she's like on a personal level says she's super warm and she's very different in person than she is on camera. So I think it would just be interesting because, like, I'm just a regular person. I don't know who she is besides what I see on camera. So I think it would be interesting to see if I could get to see that other side.
All right. So since you're trying to be in DC, maybe you'll be able to see her.
Yeah, actually, I went to when she was Secretary of State. I have a friend. His dad used to work for Bill Clinton when he was president. I got to go to her swearing-in ceremony. So I have been in the same room as her, but we did not speak or have lunch.
All right. Do you have any pet peeves that you can share?
Yeah. Probably my biggest pet peeve is loud chewing. And it's like, I mean, okay, I get it. Like, carrots are crunchy, and, like, you have to slurp soup, but if it's just, like, to an excess, like, I just can't.
People are chomping.
Yeah, it's like there's a difference between just, like, chewing and being a sloppy eater. So that's a pet peeve of mine. And then also bad grammar gets on my nerves a little, which is probably, like, the fact that that gets on my nerves is probably annoying to other people. But, like, when people say 3 a.m. in the morning, like, that's redundant. It's 3 a.m. or 3 in the morning.
True. All Right. So do you have any plans right after graduation?
Yeah, I'm going to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm half Jewish. I never did my birthright trip. And they recently extended the age. It used to be you had to do it before, I think you were 26. I missed the boat, but now they have a new program that's 27 to 32.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going on a 10-day trip. I've already paid my deposit, so it's happening. And then I'm going with a few other people in our class for another extra week to travel together. Nice. Say also in Israel, so just Israel for like 3 weeks.
Okay. And in terms of what you want to do after graduation for your job, what's the kind of role or location you're looking for?
So I'm targeting DC FP&A. I'm also looking in New York, though, and other like similar corporate financials would be okay, but FP&A is really what I want to do. I want to just be an analyst, helping making strategic decisions with financial ratios and all that good stuff.
Nice. And maybe 10 years from now, what will we find you doing?
It really depends on where I end up next. I would like to move into investor relations at some point, just because I think that's a really interesting role and it requires more of the softer skills, which I think I tend to have more of an affinity for. But like if I were to be the head of anything, I think it would be head of investor relations, or maybe I'll be the CFO of GMB Importers, because they really wanted me back and I was like, I'm not ready.
Yeah, I hope you get to do that and then you can send me some wine.
Rough days coming to Arizona, just so everybody knows. So you can get it at Total Wine pretty soon.
Do you have any advice for people who are trying to pursue their MBA, just thinking about it, or also for people who've got into WP Carrier and they're just waiting the next few days to mm-hmm. get in, any advice for how to prepare?
How to prepare? I guess just like mentally prepare for how exhausting first year is going to be. I think that I benefited from knowing what Eve's experience was. Like it's still like, it doesn't matter like how much you know about how hard it's going to be. Like, it's still hard. But I think the more mentally prepared you are for just like how busy you're going to be and how difficult it's going to be to manage your time and just understanding that you're not going to be able to do everything, that's a good just like mental process, I think, to go through. But also, I do wish that I had done more research on the different functions, because I came from a non-business background, so I came in like really confused about everything. And I definitely could have put in more time trying to understand all of the different functions and what kinds of skills are necessary and what kinds of jobs you can get and how to approach recruiting. So, but I think actually like my best word of advice would just be to relax, enjoy your last months of freedom.
So you talked about you being the vice president of Net Impact.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a couple minutes just to plug something that the club is going to do, or just in general, if you're passionate about something, you want to let people know that they should be doing that as well.
Yes. So Net Impact does have a couple events coming up. I think it's, don't ask about the dates, but I know that we have a site tour with Intel coming up. I'm sure that's posted somewhere. And then there's also an event we're doing with the Wine Society looking at sustainable Arizona wines.
Mm-hmm.
I know those are happening. I haven't planned them, so I can't go into more detail. But if you're interested, if those sound interesting, go look into them. And then also for the Finance Club, we are planning a finance mixer with alumni next quarter. So that's a good thing to do if you're still looking for an internship or a job, or you just want to network locally.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the question?
Yeah, and then if you're just on a personal level, if you're passionate about something, you want people to pursue it, you want to tell them?
I mean, coming from a human rights environmental background, I'm passionate about caring about people and the environment. So it's always good to think about the human and environmental aspect in everything you do in business, and I'm going to plug that for you now.
Okay. So being a finance major, are there any specific opportunities at school that people should know about?
Yes. So I'm in what's called SimFund. It's short for Student Investment Management Fund. And I think that it's not something that I knew about when I first came in, so I think it is good for maybe people who are thinking about coming here to know. Basically, it's a year-long program, and you get to manage real money that's part of the ASU endowment. So that's really exciting, a lot of pressure, but it's a good thing to put on your resume. And basically, the structure of it is that you you take a class in, so you have to do it in your second year of the program. You apply to get in. If you get in, there are about 8 of you on your team. And in the first quarter of your second year, you take a class called Portfolio Engineering with the faculty advisor that runs the program. And then throughout the whole year, you meet weekly and create an investment strategy. You seed your portfolio and then just monitor it over the year. And you do 2 presentations where you actually present your strategy and your results, I guess, to the board and other local finance professionals. So it's a cool program, and I do recommend it if you're interested specifically in asset management, but even if you just kind of want to understand more about investing, I think it's worthwhile. So good thing to look into. But I can tell you right now that there's not a lot of information online, so if you're really, truly interested, you should come and talk to me.
And once you're done, how would you like your peers to remember you?
I would like my peers to remember me as somebody who worked hard but also was fun to be around. Mm-hmm. So I hope I've accomplished that somewhat successfully. I want them to just remember me, I guess, is probably first of all, because, you know, there's always that one person in class where they're like, oh yeah, I forgot about that person.
So that kind of brings us to the end of this episode. Would you like to give out your email address or some place that you are active on social media? Where should people find you?
Sure, I can give my email, like my school email.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's just allison.richer, allison.richer at asu.edu. And I guess I'm most active on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I don't let people follow me unless we're friends, so okay. Scratch that.
They have to find you, they have to talk to you, and become friends with you.
So email me first, we'll have a phone call.
Okay. All right, that's about it for this episode. Thank you so much, Allison, for coming in today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Allison is one of our more hardworking students here at the WP Carey MBA. I really hope that she can get a job in Washington, D.C. so she can be closer to her family. All the best to you, Allison. To our listeners, thank you for listening and supporting us. We are on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple iTunes, and many other podcast platforms. I will see you in the next one. So goodbye and peace.